Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to episode 1354 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This show was pre-recorded before my big Walt Disney World vacation. We opened up the phone lines and took calls from our listeners and had a fun conversation on Facebook. We talked about getting your best spot for Jedi Training Academy. We talked about the 4th of July festivities down at Walt Disney World, many speculation points about Toy Story Land's opening, and much more. So I hope that you enjoy today's show. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for that next Disney adventure, work with the best and check them out today over at themagicforless.com. We'll be back again next Friday with our typical Friday podcast where we have Pam, Ricky, and I discussing current events and topics down at Walt Disney World. We just wanted to try something fun here over the summer and open up the phone lines. If you guys enjoy this, we'll bring back those Sunday night live shows where we open the phone lines, have conversations, and more, but just wanted to kind of get ahead for vacation and try something new to spice it up here in the summer. So I hope you enjoy today's episode of the Be Our Guest Podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Be Our Guest Podcast. Again, another special show here as I am just back from Walt Disney World. But of course, we didn't get to record this week because I just returned late last night. And I know I had a great time, even though we are pre-recording this podcast. We are actually doing this one special live on Facebook. And we're taking your listener questions, your calls live here on Facebook at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. So lots of callers, lots of topics here for the next hour. Hopefully you'll enjoy this Be Our Guest Podcast, Your Churn, episode 2. We're doing here special. We're going to bring back the live shows on Sunday nights, I think, coming up soon. So be ready for that. But joining me today for this fun podcast, we have Ricky. Ricky, what's going on?
Yay, I'm here. Yeah, I hope you had fun. I mean, it looked like you did from all of the, you know, great social media content you shared. So, yes, it looked like you had a good time. What? And maybe we had a good time.
I know. You get to go. You were there, too, for a little bit. And yeah, the gang was all there. So that's pretty sweet. We're going to have fun.
Yes. Yes. It was a lot of fun. I'm sure. A lot of fun was had.
That's right. By now, Toy Story Land is old hat. You know, that's just it's one of those lands over at the studios. No big deal.
No big deal.
All right, so give us a call. We're going to take your calls for the next hour, 407-413-9395. Bust out the phone. Put some comments in the Facebook chat. We'll talk about it. So, Ricky, as we record this live, okay, so we, of course, are recording before the vacation where we go down to see Toy Story Land. That's kind of the focus of why we're there. Lots of other stuff. What do you think? I mean, people have been in there by this point. We're recording a little early, so make a prediction, okay? Because people can listen today as the podcast comes out as to how that first weekend went. June 30th, July 1st, was there pandemonium? Did people get run over by Woody and Buzz and Jesse and Bullseye? I mean, did people make it? What, did it live up to the hype? What do you think? Because again, we're it's not open when we're recording, but when you hear this, you'll know.
I'm hoping that it's a little less crazy than Pandora was, especially because I don't have a fast pass. And in order to get into Pandora the last time, you had to have a fast pass. So I'm hoping that we actually got into Toy Story Land.
I'll be so sad. I'll be so sad if we don't get in there that weekend. I've got my shirt and everything. Dude, I'm ready.
I want tachos. I'm just saying. I want tachos. That's the only reason I booked the trip. I wanted to come down and eat tachos with Mike. So,
do you think like there could be a black market? Like you could get in there and buy like 5 tachos and bring them out to the regular folks standing out by Backlot Express.
Exactly. I mean, it's much better, probably much better food than Backlot Express has.
I'm sure. They'll be, I got tachos over here. You have Darth Vader chicken and waffles from 1999. Yeah. That's how it's going to be. I can't wait. Yeah. So what do you think, though? I mean, do you think it's going to be more chaotic than we expected, less chaotic? Because, of course, we'll know by now. But, I mean, looking into the crystal ball, because we're recording, we're recording the weekend before it opens. So what do we think?
Okay. So looking at the crystal ball, after, okay, so this weekend, for any everybody that's, you know, looking at when we recorded this, it was the weekend of Pixar Pier opening up in Disneyland and at Disney California Adventure. So I'm kind of looking at that. And I, because that's, you know, while that wasn't a new land, it was a newly rethemed land. It had some new elements to it, had new food to it, stuff like that. So, and looking at how Pixar Pier actually appeared. Granted, I know Disneyland is kind of a different animal because it's a lot of locals and stuff like that. But in looking at how that was, it looked like overall, obviously really busy first thing in the morning, what have you, stuff like that. But then it kind of mellowed out in the afternoon a little bit. And I'm hoping that that kind of same thing happens here with Toy Story Land. Is like it'll be really a big crush of people, you know, wanting to get in the land first thing, and then it'll mellow out in the afternoon. That's my hope anyway. So I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Well, you know, and we want to hear your opinions on this. So again, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Be the third person here because Pam's not here this evening. Let us know what you think is going to happen here as we do this before. I don't know, though, because you know what? Before I got invited, Pam and I got invited down for the media event, which we'll talk about here in just 1 second, but we do have a call, so let's get this in here. We're going all to right, the 570 area code. Hey, who's joining us? Hello? Make sure everything's...
Oh, Mike?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you? This is Marlessa calling from New York City.
Hey, Marlessa. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I made it for one of your live shows. I was excited.
There you
glad
go.
Glad I got a call.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling in.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I started listening to you guys about a year ago. My boyfriend and I are planning our trip to Riverside this November. Really excited. And I was wondering, how exactly did you guys get into Disney World? Because I've listened to some old episodes and trying to catch up, but I'd love to hear what got you guys passionate about Disney in the first place and sort of your quick story with that.
All right, Ricky, you go first. Well, how'd you get this all Disney? Because right. You're really not a big Disney fan. You know, you only have Luigi's flying no. towers or tires over your shoulder and all that stuff. So, anyway.
I mean, how many people have Luigi's floating tire? I mean, seriously, it doesn't even exist anymore. And I have one of the hats. So, I it's kind of an interesting story. I actually grew up going to Walt Disney World pretty much my whole life. My mom just sent me home with a bunch of pictures that I want to scan in of trips from like me being there from the age of 2 basically on. So we would go probably about every 4 years. But here's the interesting thing. I actually hated Walt Disney World as a kid. So even though my parents took me every 4 years, I really ended up hating the place. And the reason is because I was a terrified child. I was that poster kid for, you know, my parents. I think what happened, they took me on one of the scary rides, and this was, you know, either it was Snow White's Scary Adventure, or I know that there's a story about Country Bear Jamboree and me. I did not like audio animatronics. I thought they were going to eat me. And so pretty much it devolved into me hating all theme park attractions and rides and things like that. So
Great story so far. It's a good place
to
take.
Yeah, I know, right? Right. I hate it.
If we don't have the happy ending,
So long story short, after quite a few years, I finally got brave enough to try attractions at our local Six Flags. And so once I started doing that, I got a little more brave. And it really was actually when I got sucked into the whole Disney community and everything and really started liking Walt Disney World, like I got nostalgic for it, which is kind of weird for somebody who hated the parks in a way, begged their parents not to go, but they were like, no, we're taking you. And then like, I just got nostalgic. So we went my senior year and the next year I was in college and I wanted to do something kind of fun with my friends because we had just all gone to different places. And I read an article in the newspaper, who reads newspapers? And it was all about going to Walt Disney World. And I was like, you know what? That would be a really awesome trip with my girlfriends. So the trip never happened, but I got sucked into Disney and that. And it took off ever since. I got on message boards and then Mike and... here we go. That's pretty much.
let me give mine.
There's a happy ending.
It does have a happy ending. That's
it does.
True.
It has
that's
a happy point. Ending. Yes.
Because you know, I thought she was still scared of the country bears. I don't know. Yeah. Weird.
Country bears terrify me. No, I'm just joking. Just dinosaur.
So mine's gonna be a quick one because we're only doing an hour and the show's almost over. But I'm just kidding. I will say that we went to Florida in fifth grade. My dad's friend pitched for the Phillies at the time. My dad was his catcher in the off season. Flew our whole family down for spring training. We had to drive his dogs in his van to Philadelphia after spring training broke. So while we were down there, we decided to go to Walt Disney World. So what that meant was we went to the Magic Kingdom for a half a day. It rained, but I remember just the place was so cool looking. Like, I loved it. Like, it was just it was so much better than the Six Flags we grew up in. Loved it. Didn't get to go back, though, again until college. A bunch of us went down. Stayed at French Quarter. I was just amazed by how beautiful it was, how immaculate the grounds were, and just how it was its own city. Got home, went to the library, picked up a book. Now, this is for the real hardcore, old school Disney people. It was by Rita Arrow, and it was some Disney guidebook. And what it had was, out of this group, like they made like a message community. It was almost like a virtual Walt Disney World back at the time. And this would have been the early to mid 90s. They had these people that would call into Cinderella's Roll Table every morning and reserve breakfast for people. They were like called Angels or something. Ricky, do you remember all that? It might be before your time even. But like there was this huge controversy with these people doing this because they would take up all the Cinderella's Roll Table reservations every morning. Every one of them. And they'd give them away to people back in the day. You could do that. But it was a huge controversy. But anyway, I got that book. I read it. It was like a guidebook. Went to their community. Learned that there was a lot of fans. And then I found, you know, other message boards, forums, stuff like that. And just found Inside the Magic when I got my first iPod. Loved that podcast. Like, oh my God, this is free. I can listen to stuff for free. And this is awesome. So I listened to like every podcast I could find on Disney. Then I was like, I want to try. I want to talk. Because I was talking back. You know, I was like, nobody hears me. And so I had a background in, DJing and stuff like that. So I thought I'd give it a shot. And that's where we stand. So real quick, what's your backstory? An hour will be over by the time we get done yabbing here. But give us yours.
My backstory is basically, ever since I was a kid, really loved Disney movies, all that. Only really got a chance to go once as a kid and always wanted to go back, was always ready to go back. And I guess I wrongly assumed ultimately that my boyfriend wouldn't be that into Disney because he actually suggested last year, like, hey, let's go to Disney. I was like, yes, this is great. And then I sort of dove headfirst, I guess, into becoming part of the Disney community. I found you guys, I found touring plans, a bunch of websites, guidebooks, and it's been just, you know, fun planning the trip itself, but also just been great to be part of, like, the Lizards and the Disney community in general, because it seems like a great community, and maybe one day I'll run well enough to do a race. That's one of my goals.
They're fun, you know. You don't have to run them. You could just walk them. I mean, you know, I used to do the half marathons and just kind of run a little bit, walk a little bit, and just get there. And it was, you know, because it was just fun to be in the environment. I wasn't a serious runner. I just signed up and went for it. So, oh my gosh. Oh, I thought my wife was listening. Oh, false alarm there. Gave me a heart attack. It's my daughter. I was like, no way does she listen to the podcast. But no, that's a great backstory. And you know what? That is the community is the thing that sells me. You know, I love the Disney. Don't get me wrong. Like, I am so pumped to be going down in 4 days as we record this. But it's the friends. I mean, I've made lifelong going down more than the fast passes. I get to see my friends from all over the place. Like, that's what I'm excited about. You know, dinners with friends, hanging out, just walking through Epcot. You know, if we ride rides, that's great. But otherwise, it's okay. So, well, hey, thanks for the first call. Maybe you got the ice broke for everybody because we need calls tonight. So thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Great talking to you guys.
Talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Have a great night.
All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Give us a call here on the hotline. And what were we saying? We're talking about Toy Story Land.
Yes.
Lots going on. You know, we're going to have that media preview when we go down. So we're going to get to see some cool stuff. I think it's going to live up to the hype. I think it totally will. But I think it's a good test run for Star Wars because I think if you take what happens for this opening weekend, multiply it by maybe 10 to 20, that's probably what's going to happen for Star Wars. I would say, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, it's going to be like a magnification of 10, at least for Star Wars.
Absolutely. 100%. No, I mean, there's no way it's not like 20%. Higher or more. So yeah, it's gonna be crazy, but it's gonna be awesome. So
all right, let's take some questions here. As we're in Josh's question about which resort has the best bus service, Pop or French Quarter, I would say it's about even. What'd you say? Because they both have one stop. I mean, less people at French Quarter. Pop's huge.
Yeah, there may be more buses that come because of that, though, at Pop. So, but I feel Pop.
But at French Quarter, you might have to go through Riverside. A lot of times, it'll through Riverside before it goes to the park.
That's true, too.
It's done that.
Yeah, that's true, too. So, Pop is only dedicated.
I thought you were going to do an ad for Papa John's or something here. I don't know. All right, so here's another question. If you have Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween tickets, can you make fast passes between 4 and 7 when the party starts? Si, senor. Yes, you can.
Yes. Yes. It's a question every year. Everybody wonders.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, next question from Jennifer Scholl. She says, I have a trip almost paid for 8 nights in mid-December 2018. We're staying in the Wilderness Cabins. Very nice. I got free dining with the upgrade regular dining plan. If I wanted to reduce my trip to 6 or 7 nights, would I have to rebook and risk losing free dining? This is a travel agent question. Ricky, what do you say? I know the answer.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
Okay, go. Let's play a game.
I think it's yes. No. I think you would lose your free dining, right?
You would not. Yeah. No, you're fine.
No!
You're good. You're good. You
have to keep your free dining. Not a travel agent. Yeah.
I like this game. Let's play the Let's Be a Travel Agent on a Sunday night. I like it. I hope
this
you guys.
Is why I'm not one.
That's right. I mean, yeah, I don't know stuff about blogging, so it's we're
that's
even.
Right.
I don't know
it's,
the break.
No, trust me, he doesn't because he sends me messages. Hey, Ricky, can you resize this photo for me? And I'm like, yes, Mike, I can take care of that for you.
I've totally given up on the blogging thing. I'm like, just don't give me my discount on that trip because I'm not writing a blog. I can't do it. It's too hard. Anyway, so yes, give us a call, 407-413-9395. You're going to hear this. Hopefully, again, next Friday, back to the regular shows, Pam, Ricky, and I taking on topics as we do every Friday. We just want to get some stuff out there and have some fun here as we're on vacation. It's our little summer break. So let's see here. Megan has a question. Ricky, can you read that one on the screen? Do you see it?
It's yes, but it's not a question. Lizards are helping me in my move. It's nice knowing that even though I'm moving to a new state, that I already have friends in a new location, which is awesome.
That's it. There was the Wizards. It's a basketball team. The Lizards are everywhere, and so maybe other Wizards. I don't know. So yes, I love it. Are like 1,450 Lizards.
It's amazing.
That's ridiculous. So,
yes, that's the best part. You really, there's probably a lizard in your really close to you, and you didn't even know it. So that's what's really awesome. So I'm glad that we are helping you find new friends in your new location. That's hooray.
Yeah, Mike Bankhead spreading the love all around the world. Love it. Whoa. Kenny Tedler's got a question here, but we can't get to it yet because we got another phone call saved by the phone call. We're going to the 561. I wish I knew what area code this is, but I don't. So caller, hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Oh, they pranked us. You pranked us, 516 or 561. Call back if you want. So Kenny has a question here. Is it true? Are they changing Splash Mountain to Princess and the Frog? What? I have never heard that yet. Okay. Ricky, is this true?
I know where the rumor came from. And no, it's not true. It was an idea off of an article that someone wrote online, and it was what IP would help replace current attractions, and this was the replacement for Splash Mountain. Princess and the Frog is not replacing Splash Mountain, so never fear, don't worry, Splash is staying the way it is, I promise, at least for now. I say that because you never know with Disney, but it's not, no rumors, no real thing. It's staying Splash Mountain. So you're good.
Anybody that's been with us for a matter of years, you know, we've been doing this for over 10 years now, knows that if we say something when we when there's like any kind of a gap between the time we record the podcast and we release the podcast, and this is a big one on this one for us, that it always comes true. Like we say, we don't know the deal on the 4th of July fireworks. Oh, yeah. And then, within 10 seconds of me submitting the show, it gets updated every single time. So
every time.
Enjoy Tiana at the top of the hill. I'm just saying.
No, Tiana. No Princess and the Frog. It's not happening. It's still Splash Mountain. It's going to continue to be Splash Mountain. So, no, it's not happening.
Kiss a frog, whatever it takes. Yeah, enjoy it. The poor
there is a frog in Mountain.
There is. There's lots
Splash
of them.
Splash Mountain. Brer Frog. He's not going to be changed.
See, that's why it's an easy overlay. You know, they just boom, they throw out a princess, and they got the witch doctor, and they're all good. You know, the lady that sings is so good in that show. I've only seen parts of the movie, but the parts I've seen, I like. Anyway,
it's
so it is good. I like the Disney Cruise Line part of the show. There they do that stuff. Yes. So that's fun. All right.
That's
so
the only part of the movie you've seen, by the way. So don't even lie. So
probably, yeah. 407-413-9395. And pop that up on the screen so you know the number so you can give us a call. And don't prank us. Last caller.
Right.
I'm looking at you right now. Don't prank us. 407-413-9395. Having fun here on a Friday on the podcast feed. And on a Sunday night as we record, Lisa Renee's got a question. We are getting tickets with a package and are going to upgrade to an annual pass. We want to get Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween tickets. Can we get the annual pass discount before we upgrade? Ricky, what's the answer to this one? Let's play the game all night.
Let's play the game again. I'm going to go with, if you have the annual pass, because it's got to be in your My Disney Experience account. So you have to have purchased it.
Yes, you would have to have the annual pass upgraded before you purchase the Mickey's Not So Scary tickets. So, like, if you upgraded them on the first day of your trip and then the party was, you'd have to wait, though, to get your tickets then. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you'd be there to upgrade. So,
yes, and no.
So, yes.
All right, and usually I will say you won't get the discount the day of the party. So, purchase them in advance before to get that discount. So just keep that in mind, too.
All right. Now, let's see here. Our good friend Joanne, who lives like a hop, skip, and a jump, literally from the Magic Kingdom. She's saying that the studio's parking lot right now is a big mess because of the Skyliner construction. That's one of the things I'm so excited to see this weekend because I follow the pictures, of course, on Twitter, social media, and so forth that people post. But, I mean, they are going gangbusters on the gondolas. I mean, I'm thinking they're probably not going to – they've actually delivered one of the gondolas this past weekend with the cars. I'm thinking, though, if we get up really late at night, a bunch of us, you know, because we're all going to be there, we don't get to ride the gondolas, but we just do, like, zip lining on the line. Do you know what I'm saying? Like a flying fox thing, like on Survivor at the end of the challenge. And boom, we're like in France at Epcot. You know, that's
Pretty sure that will get you a one-way ticket to Disney security. So have fun. Enjoy Disney jail.
You know what?
I will go to the park.
You should love this. I probably just lost my media thing to get into the media event for Toy Story Land. You're in. You're in. You get
that. I'm in. Hooray. Yes. Mike doesn't get to go anymore. Oh, that's funny.
You're in. You're setting me up. I know you.
I am.
All right. Let's see here. Heather says, and things are moving fast here in the Facebook chat. We love this. We love you guys. Planning our spring 2019 trip. Would you recommend going at the end of February, end of March, or at the end of April? Advantages, disadvantages of each. Ricky, what would you say? End of February, March, or April? March and April, you're going to have spring break.
That's right. Especially the end of April, because I was working on updating pricing for the Mouse for Less, and end of April is pretty high cost wise. So that this is tough. I would say end of February, but that's just me. I went the beginning of March this past year, and I've actually gone the beginning of March usually, which is right there at the end of February, obviously, quite a few times, and I really like that time of year. The weather's, you know, cool but warm, and it's nice to get away from, you know, the dreariness of winter at that time period. So I'm gonna go with end of February.
I agree, end of February, because the crowd's gonna be lighter, the weather's gonna be probably just better. You know, it's going to be like maybe low 80s for highs.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, down into the upper 50s at night. The crowds will be lower. I do. You got to watch Princess, though. Princess is kind of the end of February as well. But that's only a weekend. You know, spring break's like the whole week. So watch out for that. Yeah. All right. Megan's asked this question twice, bless her heart. So let's answer this one.
Okay.
I just want to say bless her heart, so I don't know why.
In the South like I am.
I know, but I'm pretending. I'll be in the South by the time the show. Actually, I'll be back from the South.
It's true.
And Florida
doesn't really count.
Florida doesn't count as the South, does it? It's not really. No, it's a peninsula.
As a Georgia person, no, it doesn't. But, you know, I don't know. I think some Floridians think it does, so maybe.
Well, I mean, Florida's more South than Georgia, too. So
I know. It just doesn't have the same, like, feel. I don't know.
It doesn't.
Maybe upper Florida, you know.
Yeah. Megan's like, shut up. I've asked my question twice.
Answer
would you
my
please
question.
Answer?
Yes.
Thank you. So she says, what are the best quick service places in Epcot and Animal Kingdom? Get to business, Ricky. Give her the best ones. Animal Kingdom, any of them, to be honest. I love them all.
Yeah, to be honest, really any of them. But if we have to pick one, I'm going with Satsuli Canteen with a honorable mention. Flame Tree Barbecue. I had to think there because there were a couple that I was going to name. If you're going, what was the, I love myself some Sunshine Seasons. I can't help it. There's such good food there. There's so many good choices. Seriously, Sunshine Seasons is usually my go-to. And I know there's so many great places around World Showcase to choose from too. But I inevitably find myself going back to Sunshine Seasons time again. So
agreed. Yeah. And I would say, you know, Santuli Canteen's my top counter service, even though I said it wasn't. Pamp stole it on that show. So I love that one. Flame Tree, Yak and Yeti counter service. Really like that one. So there's three at the Animal Kingdom.
That's good too.
I like.
And Yak and Yeti counter service has the fried rice, which is a snack credit.
I know. Bargain. It's a meal for a snack credit. Okay. Quickly before we get to the caller, caller's on the line, but hang on 1 second. Epcot, I would say Japan's counter service is very, very good. And Hidden Gem, the counter service back in France. I know a lot of people like it, but it's kind of out of the way. You don't know it's back there. It's really and cheap sandwiches like croissants. There we go. Excuse me. All right, caller, who's joining us? We got another caller on the line. Hopefully it's not Megan yelling at us for answering her question terribly. Who do we have? Go ahead.
Hi, this is Amanda from San Antonio, Texas.
Howdy.
Hey, Amanda.
Noah, you talked to my son, Noah.
Yes.
Noah's like your biggest fan.
Yes, I like Noah. Yes. Is Noah there?
Noah, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hey, Noah. What's going on?
Noah. What's up?
Nothing.
Not me neither. I'm just hanging out here with a microphone. Not much happening.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, Noah.
Yeah.
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 How's your summer going? How's your summer going, Noah?
He's not in school. Every day is like summer at that point.
Noah doesn't go to school yet. So every day.
Well, I know, but he's still got to have a good time in the summer, right? I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, his summer's pretty good so far because in San Antonio, we're new to San Antonio, but they have a lot of kids museums and things here. So today we went to one of our local museums, had a dinosaurs, like life size animatronic dinosaurs. So we went and checked that out. That was pretty fun.
That's Ricky's jam right there.
That's my worst nightmare, but that's really fun for him. Yes.
Yeah, that's what our summer's been filled with things like that, taking advantage of being in a big city because we're a military family and we're used to living in places where there's really not much going on. So it's nice to have like actually things around you.
That's you know what? My uncle, when I was probably 10 or maybe like 8 to 10, he was in the Army and he was stationed in San Antonio as well. And he used to, back in the day, they had the minor league team for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he used to send me all their stuff, you know, and I loved it. He'd send me T-shirts from the minor league team. And yeah, he loved San Antonio. They ended up over in San Francisco in the Presidio. He loved that too.
Yeah, it's a nice area.
Nice.
So we had a question. We had a question about the any tips for doing the Jedi League at the Hollywood Studios.
Go
okay, for a trip we have in December.
Here's what I would tell Noah: go low because I think that Darth Vader is weak in the knee. Just go for the ACL. I think you could take him out every time.
Okay. Not what she's asking.
Okay, I mean, you know what? That could change the course of history. You know, like we thought the chosen one was Luke Skywalker, Anakin. Nope, it's Noah from San Antonio is what I'm saying. He is the chosen one. He takes out Darth Vader. But go ahead, Ricky. You probably have more practical advice.
I definitely have more practical advice. Okay, so the best advice I can give you is make sure you were there well before rope drop. I've even heard tell of people making dining reservations at Hollywood and Vine because, you know, before the park opens, and then you kind of have maybe a leg up when, you know, you finish your breakfast on the other people in the park who are just getting there. So you do have to have Noah to sign up. So just keep that in mind that he's got to make his way with you. And just be there as early as you possibly can is going to be the key so that you have the ability to pick which time that works best for your touring schedule.
Okay, great. We weren't able to get a Hollywood and Vine breakfast, but we also didn't want, because we had other character breakfasts in mind. We got to make our dining reservations the other day. And I quickly discovered, because I didn't realize that it was free dining during part of the time that we were going there, I quickly discovered how hard some random reservation, like, it was really easy for me to get, like, the Ohana reservation and the Garden Grill reservation and other, like, reservations that I expected to be difficult. But then getting a reservation at Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater was, like, really hard. And I didn't expect that to happen, so...
Interesting. Kind of funny. Well, keep checking back because you never know when a reservation is going to pop up. I mean, you know, I tell the story of I was able to change dining reservations on Christmas Day, like, without any problems. So, like I said, you never know when you're going to have it pop up, especially that night before if you really want to try, you know, or, you know, during the week leading up. Things change all the time as people cancel their either vacations, or they cancel what they thought they were going to be able to make it, and then now they're not, so they don't want to be charged for the fee of not being able to show up. So keep checking, because you never know what you're going to end up getting. If you don't have the reservation for Hollywood and Vine in the morning, definitely want to be there for sure at Rope Drop a little bit before that, because that's the best time to be able to secure that Jedi training reservation. So
yeah. Awesome.
Best advice.
Well, that's good tip. Yeah, we'll make sure we're there early. I think we're going to try to plan a couple mornings. And then we signed up for the Pirates League too. So we at least have that for sure going to happen.
Way better
than the other one.
That's way better than Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. It's like a third the cost. Well done.
Yeah, that's what I liked that. I was like, you know, I think I like having all boys so far thing.
Way cheaper.
Well, that's expensive.
Well, tell Noah, remember, use the Force. You know, he could still be the chosen one. And if he is, let me know, because I'm going to be his sidekick.
Yeah, he'll definitely use the Force. He's very into Star Wars and being dramatic and acting everything out. He even has like a Star Wars theme going on with his room and everything. He's super.
I think
that's okay. Star Wars. Like. Yeah.
I'm saying we're brothers. I think Noah and I are brothers. I think that's. I'm just a lot taller and a lot older. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. Tell Noah we said have a great rest of his summer, and give us a call again. We're going to do this more often, so we'll get some updates on the trip.
Okay, great.
All right, have a good night. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Gotta love Noah. He's going to use the Force.
That's
I'm telling you, just
I love it.
Go for the knee.
He's
and watch.
He's totally going to get Darth Vader in the ankle.
And you got to watch. You got to watch Darth Vader. He does the same pattern over and over. He's predictable. Right. You know, he's predictable. Be ready. I've eaten lunch at Backlot Express out on the patio there and watched him many, many times. Always the same moves in the same order. Anyway, so 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We love talking to y'all, so give us a call. Your chance to be on the podcast immediately. I want to bring something else up, Ricky. This came out earlier this week as we're recording. It's something called the Fall into Magic Special. It's a package you can book at Walt Disney World. This is very, very interesting to me because it's got only a window of 5 days. Like, so it's a special package they released, Disney Travel Company. It's from September 3rd to the 8th. That's the only time you can do this package. That's it, September 3rd to the 8th. You got to stay at a moderate or deluxe villa, no values. You have to get at least a 4-day Magic Your Way park hopper ticket, but it also comes with things like a special dinner at Epcot. There's two dinners. You get a 4:30 or an 8 o'clock dinner. It's like a group thing. I think it's probably Back in the World Showplace, maybe. You get tickets to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. There's a bunch of little goodies built into this package, but it's only for that week of Labor Day, because I guess the numbers were super low. So maybe they thought to try, because I mean, this is so specific. Like, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this with this 1 week pack, or this, you know, September 3rd to 8th package. But a very, very interesting idea. So just looking to fall.
That is.
Did you hear about it? You can Google fall in a magic package and see all the details. I had it up, but then
I did hear about it. It's kind of similar to something they did last year with the holiday season. They did something very, very similar where they had set days that you could go to the park. I think that you had to go to the parks or something like that. And then you got special like perks for going, you know, for each specific day, things like that. So, you know, if you can go during one of the, you know, that time period, it sounds like an awesome, awesome thing to take advantage of. Also, things look good for a slow Labor Day weekend for me, hopefully.
Oh, so. Yeah, I'm saying when they're coming out with stuff like this, that's what it means. But I did book this for a couple guests already. I mean, immediately, like when it came out, like guests were on this. Here's what it includes. Tuesday, September 4th, you get an exclusive Welcome to the Fall dinner at Epcot inspired by the Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival. Let me get this caller on the line from the 314. I know where that's from. Hang tight, caller. 1 second, caller. Hang tight. Wednesday, September 5th, you get a nighttime Kilimanjaro Safaris tour, followed by an exclusive showing of Rivers of Light at Animal Kingdom after park closing. That's pretty sweet.
Nice.
Thursday, September 6th, 2 hours of exclusive evening access to Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Exclusive
awesome right
evening access, 2 hours on September 6th. And Friday, September 7th, tickets to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom. I mean, that's awesome. Not shabby. I mean, that's no. Like, I mean, the Halloween party exclusive time in Toy Story Land, in after hours, Rivers of Light showing, whether you like it or
right?
not, a nighttime Kilimanjaro Safari tour and
whether
dinner at Epcot.
Like it or not.
I mean, the package starts, though, at like under $3,000 for a moderate resort with 4 day hoppers.
That's awesome.
It's not bad.
That's awesome.
So I'm just saying, just check it out. If you're going down that time, you may as well get the goodies. All right, 314. That's the STL. We know that one, Ricky. Hey, who's joining us?
I
don't know who it is. Who is it?
Hello.
You're here. What's
Hello?
Going on?
Oh, okay. This is awesome. This is Jen. You guys helped me immensely with Single Dad Guy with two young boys. And so we ran through the plans today, and he had a question for me. If they want to do Happily Ever After, is there without, you know, he doesn't want to wait for a spot. He doesn't want to do the desserts fireworks party because he's doing the Galactic. Where is a good spot without that he can see the castle and see the fireworks without having to deal with crowds? He doesn't like crowds. And just also one follow-up question to the previous caller. With the opening of Toy Story Land, will the Jedi training signups be less busy than people running to Toy Story Land next week? I am currently 2,412 kilometers east of Mike and 1,633 kilometers east of Pittsburgh and 1,834 east of Ricky.
That's awesome.
Now, wait a second. Did you not call from the 314 area code, or did I misread that?
That's my cell phone, but I'm in Bermuda.
I was going to say, I'm like, well, something
that's
is
awesome.
Wrong. I was like, I was worried you were calling from upstairs. So, no, that's good. Okay, so, you know, I think, you know, it just depends. So, everybody in their right mind is going to run to Toy Story Land. You know, I mean, that is just what's going to happen. Unless you have a four-year-old boy who is going to die if they don't get to fight Darth Vader. So I think you're going to have most people going to Toy Story Land. But I think that with the kids, you got to do what the kids like. Go there. And I think Toy Story Land is definitely going to be an advantage because some people are going to be 50-50 and that's where they're going to go. They're not going to go to Jedi training. But I mean, if you got a kid, you do stupid stuff, you know? So I'm just saying, you got to do what your kid wants. I'm telling you. I said in Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and I should have been at Rope Drop many a day. So Ricky, what are your thoughts? And plus, what about Happily Ever After? Because with crowds, that show is super popular and there's really not a lot of, because you want to see the projections and be able to see the projections. There's limited spaces and that's kind of where everybody goes.
Oh man. So for Happily Ever After, besides a dessert party, I don't really know if there's a great place to go that's not going to be super crowded, especially lined around along Main Street. I mean, if that's where you want to go to see, you want to make sure you see the projections. Main Street is the only place to go, and without a dessert party, it's going to be tough to not be around crowds. The only place I can think that may not be super packed, this is May and because I haven't been up there, so I don't know. I'm thinking about the train station. You'd have to get there kind of early to make sure you're right in the front there, just in case, but that may be the only place that won't be just ridiculously crowded. And obviously the further back you go on Main Street, the better chance you have of less crowds, but you're not going to be able to see the castle as well. So, I mean, you know, keep that in mind as well. So you can maybe keep backing up all the way down Main Street, but you may not be able to see the fireworks very well either, as are the projections as well. But that's going to be the only suggestion I have for being able to see Happily Ever After without the crowds. As far as Jedi training, oh man, that is a very good question. You know, the thing is that a lot of people are going to have fast passes for Toy Story Land later in the afternoon. All those people are going to be headed straight to Jedi training. So if that's something that their family really wants to do. So I would say you still, if it's absolutely a must do, can't miss, you know, have to do it, head over to Jedi training first. I think that that's going to be the key.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. You're welcome. We appreciate it. Have a good night. Thank you. All right, 407-413-9395. Taking your calls for about another 15 minutes. So give us a call. We got a great question here. Michael is asking, and again, this is in the past when you're hearing the podcast, but it is in the future as we record. What are the chances that the Magic Kingdom hits capacity on July 3rd? Because again, if you don't know, the plan when you go down for 4th of July is see the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom on the 3rd, go to Epcot on the 4th, because Magic Kingdom does them both on the 3rd and the 4th. Epcot only does them on the 4th, so that's kind of the common sense strategy. Is it usually, what's weird though, is usually it'll close in the afternoon and then open back up in the evening, even though you won't go see the fireworks. At least that's how it is for New Year's. So Ricky, you looking it up?
No, then you're exactly right on the schedule. So I will tell you that right now. I don't think that the park will hit. I mean, it hasn't in the past few years. I don't believe hit capacity on July 3rd. I don't think it has either.
I don't remember it, but I'm down there and I'm not so, and I'm no, because we go, you know what? I've been there on July 3rd and we've had a decent spot actually on Main Street with, and I mean, like we didn't even camp out. Like, I mean, we were down Main Street a little bit, probably by the Emporium, kind of between the Emporium and like where the men's shop is. So about halfway down Main Street, but that was Wishes, or no, it wasn't Wishes, but it was the patriotic fireworks, whatever those were. It wasn't projected, but it wasn't. I don't think it was closed. It was at 4th of July Patriotic. But it didn't have like all the projections on the castle. You know, like
No. They haven't redone the show to add the projections for the 4th of July fireworks. So yeah. I think it'll be fine on the 3rd. You'll be just fine. So I was reading, why I had a funny look on my face is I was reading Tony's
about the VIPs going up for the train station.
On the chat. Yeah, the about the train station and how they roped off the center portion for VIPs, which also makes sense. You know, it's kind of one of the best spots to view the fireworks. So he said that people who tried to camp out were moved off to the sides. So maybe just heading all the way down to the end of Main Street and chancing it is your best option. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's get this question here from Jean-Luc. My girlfriend and I have annual passes that expire in October. We have a trip planned for New Year's Eve and plan on doing either Princess or the Star Wars half. We are wondering whether or not we should renew our passes in October when ours expire with 15% off discount, or when we go in December, forfeiting the discount, but hopefully being able to use them to visit Galaxy's Edge in 2019. Thanks for all you guys do. Listening to the podcast helps with the Disney blues. So, Jean-Luc, this is the age-old question, to renew or not to renew, because you do get a discount for renewing that annual pass. I think it is 15%. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, there's times where I could renew and save 15%, but I'm not going back for, like, 4 months. And is it worth 15% savings to lose 4 months off of my annual pass, or should I just buy again and then I don't lose any time? You know, I'm not paying for that, you know, 4 months of time that I knew I wasn't going to use, so... You just really got to kind of think it through and look at the math. And, you know, you could almost figure out like how much it would cost per day, do a little calculations. Ricky, I mean, do you have any magic formula? I just kind of say, I hate just having a big gap between them, even if I'm going to renew. You know, I don't like it.
It's understandable. I can't say for myself because I just renew mine because if I have a gap, it's like maybe a month, maybe, you know, so it's negligible for me. Like, it's just like, whatever. So, I would say do the math, see what works out better in your favor. If their pass expires though in October, I think that's what he said, and they're maybe wanting to see Galaxy's Edge, I would maybe, it's so hard because we still don't know when Galaxy's Edge is going to open.
We'll ask Noah when he defeats Darth Vader. It'll be his land.
Exactly.
It won't even be called Galaxy's Edge. It'll be called Noah Land.
Exactly. At that point though, I still don't know, depending on when they're, did they say when they were planning on maybe buying the passing for, was, did they say
no,
a
flu
time
pass?
Period?
Yeah. It's going December, maybe renewing in October is when they expire.
Okay. But he didn't say when. Okay. So, I mean, since we still don't know when Galaxy's Edge is going to open in December, because you still may miss it, which would be a big disappointment as well. So that's tough. You're just really going to have to do the math on that one. And I know that's a terrible thing to tell somebody, but yeah.
It is
just
tough.
Look at the math.
Okay, so we got about 5 minutes left, so we'll take one more call if you want. 407-413-9395. Some quick questions in the chat. Megs asks, best way to get from Animal Kingdom to Hoop Dee Doo? If you're talking from the park, I would just take the bus to Fort Wilderness. It will get you there. Or you could Uber. But, I mean, when you're going from a park to a resort, take a bus. Because it's going to take you straight there.
That's true.
Then you got an internal bus you got to take back to the whatever it's called.
You could minivan, and that'll take you straight to Hoop Dee Doo.
Yeah, or you could take a bus to the Magic Kingdom, and Magic Kingdom boat to, because that takes, they'll drop you off right by the Hoop Dee Doo building, Frontier. What's it called? Frontier Hall, something like that. Can't remember.
Yeah.
It smells like chicken. It smells good. Let's see.
Smells like chicken.
Rick says, I thought you said something about last year about the park hitting capacity for the fireworks while you were down there. Maybe it was Epcot on the 4th. I could be wrong. Epcot usually doesn't hit capacity it doesn't ever close for capacity. So it could have been.
No,
I can't remember.
And Magic Kingdom might have hit capacity last year on the 4th, but it usually doesn't hit it on the 3rd. Usually is the key word there. So.
And James says the minivans will take you right to Hoop Dee Doo. I guess they'll drive you right there by the horses, which is right there next to Frontier Hall.
And I guess, let me specify, I should say lately hasn't hit capacity on the 3rd, but we don't know. I mean, you never know. It could very well. And if it hits capacity, it will hit usually like in the middle of the day, and then it will open up back up in the evening. So you'll be fine usually.
So exciting times down at Walt Disney World, Ricky. I mean, this is, we're in the dead of summer. We got, by the time this podcast hits the feed, Toy Story Land is a land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So does this make the comeback of Disney's Hollywood Studios, of course it's not complete because Galaxy's Edge is the crown jewel and it's still 15 months away or give or take a month or two, but I mean obviously we're heading back because we got the new attraction with Mickey and Minnie and the old Chinese theater coming online beginning of next year, middle of next year, sometime in 2019. So
about summer, I heard.
Okay, yeah. So Hollywood Studios, though, it's trending back. I mean, I think we've seen the darkest hour at the studios, and now it's climbing the mountain back up to glory. I don't know if it's going to be the hottest park, but it's going to, because the thing that was shocking is when we found out a couple months ago about the attendance for 2017 at the Disney parks, that was it not true that it went Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot Studios that year? I'm pretty sure I read that. That Animal Kingdom had surpassed Epcot as far as attendance.
I think it did.
So
yes,
we did a show on this. I am not kidding. About 4 or 5 years ago, talking about when they first announced Star Wars, when Disney bought Star Wars, I think we talked about this, that maybe in 10 years, the studios could be the number one park and it could surpass the Magic Kingdom. Is that going to happen? Let's leave this show on a Friday with that. Do you think the Galaxy's Edge will bring that fourth place park, not only to third, not only to second, could it rival Magic Kingdom because of the Star Wars fandom?
So here's why I'm going to say it will be in second. I don't think it will be in first, and here's why. Star Wars Land also opens at Disneyland. That's the only reason why I think that it will hit second place but not first, because like with Pandora, the only place you can go see Pandora is at Disney's Animal Kingdom. There's no other Pandora in the world as of this recording. Who knows in the future?
Exactly, but everywhere.
As of right now, there's no other Pandora. So this is the only one. With Star Wars Land, though, being split on both coasts, choose to go to Disneyland. Some people will choose to go to Walt Disney World. So because of that, I don't know that it will hit number one status, over the Magic Kingdom, but I definitely think it'll be at number two for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. It'll definitely be number two. I think that Magic Kingdom will always kind of have that number one billing just for the fact that,
yeah,
you know, like when you go to folks on the street and you say you're going to the Magic, you're going to Walt Disney World, what they have in their mind's eye, bing, is Cinderella Castle.
Is the Magic Kingdom.
Exactly. I mean, yep. that is Walt Disney World. I mean, they don't understand, a lot of folks don't understand, yep, there's hotels, there's golf courses, you know, that going, right, to the Magic Kingdom is Walt Disney World. But I think that it will be number two for sure. That's so hard to say because of how hard we've been dogging on that park for the last 3 to 4 years. But I mean, I guess you got to go through pain to grow.
Better food.
Well, you know, but I think they will. It's going to be a necessity. I mean, there's going to be so many, yeah, people there. They have to eat. You have to eat. And
I know.
So
they definitely need better food.
At
counter service options. I mean, they've got it. I know they're going to step it up with, obviously, I still don't know. I mean, I guess we'll find out this, you know, next weekend of how Woody's Lunchbox is going to do as far as that. Doesn't have a lot of seating. And they're serving a relatively ambitious menu for a place that has zero seating. So roughly. So, you know, again, they still don't get food at Hollywood Studios for some weird reason. And I don't understand why, but that's just me.
It's going to be the food and wine dining model. It's going to be the dine,
yeah,
on top of a
trash can. We are definitely
going
to need to eat on top of trash cans. I have a feeling. Tachos, exactly, on trash cans.
That's,
and I'm,
it,
not joking. That's probably what's actually had happened. So, yeah.
That's right. If you listen to this podcast, you want to share some stuff here on Friday, the hashtag is tachos on trash cans. And we'll know that you listened to the end of the podcast. That's it.
I love it.
That way we know you tuned in all the way through. All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Want to make that 2019 vacation a reality? The agents over at the Magic for Less are standing by. So check them out today. Great booking bonuses and getting you the best deal possible on an awesome Disney vacation, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even the good old Adventures by Disney. Somebody in the chat is going on one soon. I see her in there. So check them out, themagicforless.com. Don't forget to shop with our Amazon affiliate link. I've probably used it 10 times for Coke Zero, for Band-Aids, all kinds of stuff on my Disney vacation. Because I get down there and I use that Amazon Prime Now. That's like an hour. We don't have that in St. Louis. That's like the biggest miracle of miracles. It's faster than a pizza. So yeah, check that out. Anytime you shop on Amazon, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we got to let you get out of here for your weekend. Thanks so much.
Mike,
what?
You know what we have to tell people about?
What?
You know what we have to tell people about?
Go.
We have a YouTube channel.
Yes, we do. Breaking news.
BeOurGuestPodcast. Yeah, youtube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. So go check out our YouTube channel too.
Man, I totally forgot. We're taking over the world. That's how it works. Anyway, thanks to you for putting that together. All right, so we are going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Again, next Friday, back to the normal format. Hopefully you enjoyed this. We'll take more of your calls. We'll start doing these on Sunday nights, maybe once a month like we used to do, because we love talking to you. Got great questions tonight. Got some great conversation. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Friday. Have a great weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.